The 10 largest retail chains in the Czech Republic increased their year-on-year sales by 32.9 billion crowns or $1.5 billion in 2006. The figures were reported by the Incoma research company, which says that the country's 10 leading retailers now account for 63% of the fast-moving consumer goods market, a 10% increase on 2005. Incoma research says that retail chains in the Czech Republic are now approaching European standards, which means that they may begin focusing on other sales incentives other than low prices to compete for customers, including emphasizing the quality and freshness of their produce. Altogether, the top 10 merchants had combined revenues of 261 billion crowns, or roughly $12 billion last year. The leading retailer in the country was the Schwarz Group, which owns the Lidl discount chain. Ahold and Tesco came second and third, respectively. Both these retailers took over other retail outlets last year, with Ahold acquiring 60 Julius Meinl shops and Tesco taking control of 11 Carrefour hypermarkets. Experts expect similar amalgamations in the future as the Czech retail market consolidates.
The Czech Industry and Trade Ministry has announced that the Czech Republic directly attracted 176 inward investment projects last year, amounting to a sum of 114.6 billion crowns, or roughly $5.3 billion, which is more than the combined value of similar investments for 2004 and 2005. These projects were given investment incentives from the state and should create over 34,000 jobs in the Czech Republic. The largest investment announced last year was that of South Korean carmaker Hyundai, which plans to pump 42 billion crowns into building a car plant in North Moravia. Despite the increase in government-mediated investments last year, projects that receive investment incentives still only account for 14% of all inward investment to the Czech Republic. The Czech Minister for Industry and Trade, Martin Žiman, has ordered a review of the actual impact of state investment incentives on the Czech economy.
Leading Czech soft drinks producer Kofola has acquired an 80% stake in food supplements producer Green Swan for an undisclosed price. Kofola is number two on the Czech soft drinks market behind Coca-Cola and is aiming to be one of the top three soft drink makers in the Central European region within 5 years. In 2006, it posted a record turnover of 3.5 billion crowns or $160 million. In acquiring the food supplements concern, Kofola appears to be trying to diversify its interests, having specialized in beverages until now.
Czech courts have called on the government to make it easier for non-operational companies to be wound up. There are currently thousands of companies listed in the Czech Commercial Register, which do not exist in practical terms. They can't be reached at their register offices, and none of their executives can be contacted. Such firms are often used as a front for illegal activities. At the moment, shutting down inactive companies like this can take several years and cost tens of thousands of crowns in state funds.
The Czech Republic could face sanctions from the European Commission for failing to observe its so-called Working Time Directive, which stipulates that EU states cannot have a working week longer than 48 hours. The European Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Equal Opportunities, Vladimír Špidla, who is himself Czech, has warned that 9 EU countries, including the Czech Republic, could face heavy financial penalties and other sanctions for failing to implement the directive.